KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 70 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this afternoon, a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The latest version of the Iowa Drought Monitor released on Thursday shows very little change in drought conditions across the state despite recent rain last week and earlier this week. The data show last week slightly more than 94.6% of Iowa was abnormally dry, or a D0 to D4 rating. This week, the rate improved slightly to about 92.5%. 3 months ago, a little more than 41% of the state was abnormally dry. Now, Cass and many other counties across parts of western, southern, and east central Iowa are in a moderate drought, category D1 to D4. The percentage at 76.15% is slightly higher than last week's 76.04, thanks to widely scattered rainfall. The worst or severe drought conditions, those rating from D2 to D4, continue to impact a large area of central, north central, northwest, and northeast Iowa, where nearly 44% of counties are affected, and that's up from 40.82% last week. The severe drought expanded as well across southern and northwest Minnesota due to worsening precipitation deficits and vegetation conditions. The latest data from the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning shows some notable improvements in case numbers and hospitalizations. As of today, the IDPH reports 4 additional deaths for a pandemic total of 6,124 to date, and 104 additional positive COVID test results for a total of 404,236. A COVID-19 outbreak was reported at the Friendship Home in Audubon, where there are currently 14 cases. The last time they had an outbreak but overcame it was during the week of June 10th. The latest long-term care center outbreak brings the total number of such facilities with outbreaks in Iowa to 3 after having gone to 2 just a couple of days ago. There are now a total of 34 patients and staff at those 3 facilities who have tested positive for the virus, a total of 11 who have recovered, and deaths at Iowa's long-term care centers currently stand at 2,372. The number of persons hospitalized with COVID in Iowa has dropped to 46 now. Health officials report 18 patients are in an ICU, 2 were admitted, and 12 patients are on a ventilator. And for the first time since records were kept at the start of the pandemic, hospitals in RMCC Region 4, those are in western and southwest Iowa, report no cases, no one in an ICU, no one had been admitted, and there was no one on a ventilator over the past 24 hours. The state's 14-day positivity rate is 2%, the 7-day rate is 2.1%. With the long pandemic coming to a gradual end, many Iowans are considering job changes and even career changes as we begin to emerge from months of isolation. Stephen Courtwright, a professor of management and entrepreneurship at the University of Iowa, says COVID-19 has forced many professionals to sit tight and ride it out, but now they're getting the itch to move.
They stay put to reduce uncertainty, but now with options on the table, some of the uncertainty of the pandemic reduced, people are looking for other options.
Some economists are referring to this phenomenon as the Great Resignation, as people decide to quit their jobs after assessing their situations and deciding they need something more out of life.
People do search for meaning and for purpose in their job, and the pandemic has allowed us to some extent, or forced us perhaps, to really rethink what are our priorities, how do we find meaning, what is it that we really want to do. And so as we get out of the post-pandemic, people may be seeking opportunities that align a little bit more with how they find meaning and purpose.
It's said that it's always better to look for a job when you have a job, but Courtwright says some workers are throwing caution to the wind and they're giving their 2-week notices with nothing else lined up.
The pandemic has also enabled people to save up a little bit more. We haven't been traveling as much. We haven't been eating out as much. We haven't been doing a lot of the discretionary spending that certain people do, and so it may have enabled them to save up and have a little bit more in stores so that they can venture out and take a little bit of a risk.
The pandemic has made remote working the norm, and this summer some employees are becoming anxious to return to a crowded workplace, while others have embraced working from home and want to stay there.
Some people are simply leaving the workforce, too. They've said, I'm in a position to retire, and I'm not ready to go back, and so I'm choosing not to go back. And so, we are seeing a little bit more of that, but I also think that we're in a position where a lot of people are in their current jobs but are definitely looking elsewhere.
One report predicts companies in certain industries may see 25 to 40% of their employees quit in the coming months. Demand for COVID-19 vaccines continued to lag in Iowa, especially in rural areas, and vaccination rates in southern and northwestern Iowa trail those in more urban areas. In some counties, fewer than one in three residents are fully vaccinated. Shelley Bickle, administrator of the Wayne County Public Health Department, says some residents turned down the vaccine even after family members have died of COVID.
I asked them if they're going to get vaccinated, and they said no. So I don't know where people's thinking is. I really don't.
Bickle said her county has largely finished vaccinating the residents who are willing to be vaccinated. She says lack of trust, misinformation, and conservative politics have dissuaded many others from getting the shot. Right over the Missouri state line, Bickle said the area leans very conservative and politics have many people are keeping from vaccinating.
So right now our goal is just if we can do one person a day, then we've made headway. So I guess I go with it with that philosophy, and if I think about it too hard, it's depressing. So I can't think about it.
Dr. Lewis Katz, medical director of the Scott County Health Department in Davenport, says case numbers and hospitalizations have dropped significantly, and he's encouraged that there was no spike after the most recent Memorial holiday.
That's really good evidence that we've reached a level of immunity in the population, primarily from immunization, but also those people who have already been infected, where we did what we did on Memorial Day, all outdoors, of course, or mostly outdoors, and we didn't get a surge.
Katz cautions those who haven't been vaccinated to wear a mask, social distance, and keep following all the CDC guidelines. He encourages the unvaccinated to be kind and think of others, especially since COVID-19 is 5 to 10 times more deadly than the flu. Experts worry low vaccination rates could lead to new outbreaks or allow the virus to mutate, possibly becoming more infectious or more deadly. More news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.